From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A senior U.S. administration official says President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Friday against Iran, but stopping short of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Trump gave Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. He also imposed new measures targeting Iranian businesses and individuals. President Trump also took to Twitter on Friday to deny using an expletive meaning dirty and impoverished to describe African nations El Salvador and Haiti. He tweeted, "The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used." Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said otherwise.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions, and in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
Greek protesters clashed with police on Friday. Some 20,000 marched against new reforms. Bill Gallo has more.
Protesters struck at shield-wielding riot police with flagstaffs outside the parliament building, with police responding with batons and volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The bill would restructure family benefits, introduce a new process for property foreclosures, and make it harder to call a strike. The draft law has outraged many Greeks, who have seen living conditions and incomes plummet since the country first sought international aid in 2010. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has canceled a trip to London to open a new $1 billion U.S. embassy in the British capital, avoiding protests promised by political opponents. Some U.K. lawmakers had said Trump was not welcome in Britain after he retweeted videos of a far-right British group and criticized London Mayor Sadiq Khan following a terror attack last year. But Trump said his decision, announced in a late-night tweet, was due to concerns about the embassy's move from an elite district to a far less fashionable area. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reiterated Friday Japan's denouncement of South Korea's additional demands regarding the two nations' agreements on the comfort women issue.
The Japan-South Korea agreement on the comfort women issue is a promise between two nations. Keeping this promise is an international and universal principle. We cannot accept South Korea's unilateral demands for additional measures.
A South Korean investigation appointed by the government concluded last month the dispute over the women could not be fundamentally resolved because the victims' demands for legal compensation had not been met. On Thursday, South Korea's justice minister sent global Bitcoin prices into a temporary spiral and virtual coin markets into turmoil when he said regulators were preparing legislation to halt cryptocurrency trading. Jeff Custer has more as the country's tech-savvy population responds.
As of Friday, a petition on the website of the presidential Blue House had drawn more than 120,000 signatures opposing the move, and heavy internet traffic briefly crashed the site. The online uprising against the government's plans puts President Moon in a tough spot, and his office was quick to say a ban is just one proposal under consideration. In September of 2017, China cracked down on cryptocurrency trading, citing what officials saw as broader risks to the country's economy. As South Korea accounts for about 15% of global Bitcoin trading, according to the website CoinHills.com, how regulators approach the issue will likely have international effects. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Tunisian authorities arrested another 150 people, including local opposition leaders, on Friday, bringing the total detained to close to 800 in response to demonstrations this week against price and tax rises. Protests, some violent, flared across Tunisia on Monday when one protester was killed. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.